Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's the Rad Reality Show. Amazing Race, me and Louie's here live tonight. We're going to kick it off with some music. And you know what? I'm going to play this one. I don't know why.
But the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello, everyone. And Louie, you know what?
What?
I look out my window,
yeah.
And I live in Georgia, but
yeah,
we're having snow.
Huh.
I have about a half of an inch of snow out there on my deck.
Hey,
so,
Ron, I would like to give my condolences.
Shut up.
Bro, that was a beating. Oh, my God. What happened?
Wait, okay. I don't know what the fuck happened. I'm going to be honest with you. I won't say nothing, but the Patriots, I bow down to them, and I bow down to the whole team. They're a very good team. I do think the weather probably had a little effect on our team more than theirs. Not because, I mean, we both play in the weather, but our team just seemed to not be gelling out there at all offensively. I mean, you know what? The thing is, Cutler was moving the game, the team down there. I mean, we had some drives, but we never, you know, we just, I think you guys put a hex on us. You know what I mean? I don't know. But the Patriots, in my opinion, they're the best team in football right now. And Wes and Walker, oh my gosh,
he's incredible.
Amazing.
He really is amazing. I agree. You know, they got several little guys on that team that are, like, unbelievable. And I'm a Cowboy fan, and the last time I saw the score, it was 14-7 Philly, but...
I think they kicked the field goal, so it's 14-10 now.
Okay.
They're at halftime. I do have to say, what about the Minnesota thing? I've never seen... I mean, I've seen buildings collapse like that.
Yeah.
Like during the, you know, like New Orleans thing, that collapsed, didn't it? Collapse on the what is the New Orleans dome name? But did you see the Minnesota field?
No, I heard about it. I didn't see it. I heard about it.
They just showed it again. It's incredible how the snow just collapsed. I almost think they should just play it in there personally. I mean, hell, Minnesota can't play in that great this year anyways.
Yeah.
They should have let them get snowed on, those little wussies from Minnesota.
Well, they're talking about what's the college stadium over there.
No, they're going to Detroit.
Yeah, well, that's where they're going to have to play. So.
Yeah.
And that's probably going to be in the snow, so.
No, they're going to Detroit. No, they're going to Detroit to play in the Silverdome.
Okay.
They moved it there, and now next week we got to play them, the Bears. So
yeah.
Interesting football week. The Bears, like I said, I bow down to the Patriots. Patriots fans, you guys, you feel free to knock me, my Bears. If you're not a Patriots fan, I don't want to hear from you guys. Because you know, your team is probably as bad as you know, if you could play the Patriots. Like I had a Tennessee fan knock me. You know, I'm like, Tennessee lost to, you know, in Green Bay.
Did
you see Green Bay lose to Detroit? I mean, come on, who loses to Detroit?
Yeah.
We talking football, but I have to ask this question.
Go ahead.
What the fuck happened? What is this? Are you like overseas somewhere, or what are you doing?
I can't really. I'm bound by contract, so I can't really talk about it. So you're just gonna have to wait and see.
Yeah. Well, wait. You're bound by contract, but how are you doing? I mean, I'm still confused. Are you? Oh wait. Did they film it yet? I mean, they showed you in the end of the show. I mean, I'm confused on that one. I know other people are going to probably ask about it.
I'll answer the questions to the best of my knowledge.
yeah, I'm really confused on – I do like the title of it, Unfinished Business.
Yeah.
That there's no peer winner, you know.
Right.
You know, teams must be in there. Yeah, I'm a little confused.
Saying this blog talk radio room is loaded with people, and a lot more than usual, which is pretty nice. I'm liking it. So,
yeah, I'm reading it too. And let me do this real quick while I think about it. The calendars are done. The calendars are in my possession. So
okay.
If we can order it now today or tomorrow, I'm going to get it out Tuesday. Tomorrow I have a feeling I'm not going to be able to go pretty far because the snow and everything.
Yeah.
So order your calendars today if you haven't ordered it. And I have like 12 extra ones. So they're in my and the way to order is go to my webpage, theredrealityshow.com, and you just use a PayPal and PayPal me. You know, you click a button, you go to PayPal, and if you have PayPal already set up, it's there, and it's fast and simple. Jane Frog can help you in the chat room. She knows how to do it. So check it out. Okay. Do you have anything else before we start talking Amazing Race? And I'm going to be straight up. I missed the first few minutes of Amazing Race.
I'll tell you, it was hot pumping. It was a great race. There's a lot to discuss in this last leg of the race. I mean, I actually went out to 2 pages of notes, you know, so make sure we give ourselves a little bit of time to discuss the, you know, the end, you know, when I talk about the season finale. So.
Yeah, I mean, I missed the first, I want to say probably the first 20 minutes of I fell asleep watching 60 Minutes. And I fell asleep before then. But I think I fell asleep during the Bears game because I wanted to. and then I kind of was – or I was actually sleeping a little bit. So so
what,
I missed
what,
it.
Hey, Ron.
What?
Ron, just go, I got an important phone call. My son's calling me. Just give me a minute and just talk. I'll be right back with you, bro.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, so let me do this then. I'm going to play a quick commercial. And if you're going to call in and want to talk about the Amazing Race, call in now, 347-237-5506. I'm going to do our favorite drop, and get that going and everything. We'll wait for Louie.
So we
to
need
get
to
back.
Do a new drop for Ron Rad to promote his Sunday show with Louie.
Louie from the Amazing Race 16?
Yep, the shorter, wider half of Team Detective.
Yeah, the guy with the creepy mustache.
What are you doing, Squirrel?
I'm hiding so the shorter, wider half of Team Detective shoots you first.
Chill out, Squirrel. Louie's not here, and besides, he's totally cool. He gets the joke.
Are you sure, HR? Because getting shot would really put a crimp in my nut-gathering schedule.
Don't worry, Squirrel. You'll have plenty of time to play with your acorns.
Hey, Mandy, give it a rest, sweetie. Thanks to you, the Twitter's almost full.
Twitter's full. So I'm not sure I want to do this drop. I'm kind of mad at Ron.
Mad at Ron? What for?
Well, when Ron had Mike, the taller, narrower half of Team Detective, on the show, it was pretty evident that Mike was sneaking stuff from the evidence locker because he kept bagging on my woman, Rachel.
Yes, HR, because anyone who doesn't share your opinion of Rachel is clearly high on something. But I still don't understand why you're mad at Ron.
It's Ron's show. I hold him responsible for the blasphemous statements of his guests.
HR, you do know where Ron is from, don't you?
Chicago.
And you do know what they put in deep dish pizza?
Let me guess. Cheese?
Let's just say you might want to apologize to Ron before you find yourself sauce deep in a hot oven.
Oh, maybe we should just do this drop. It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
With Ron Rad.
And Louie from the Amazing Race 16. Thanks, Jordan. Now I'm...
Hi, this is Melody.
And this is Kathy.
And we're from VH1's Frank the Entertainer.
In a Basement Affair. And we just spent a really hot evening on the Rad,
on the Rad Reality,
Reality
Show.
Are you back yet, Louie? Guess not. So, let me do this. How is everyone doing tonight? I was going to do one more thing real quick. And what it is wish a person a happy birthday. And I know he's probably not listening to it. But, Cowboy, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. So here you go.
We're gonna have a good time.
birthday, Michael Cowboy Ellis. Today's your birthday, and I know you're probably having one great one with your kids. And Louis had to step away. I don't think he's back yet. Are you back yet? No, he's not back yet. So what I'm going to do, I see Alan on the phone line. I think this is Alan on the phone line. Alan, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Well, good, good, good. Hey, so did you ever get a birthday gift? I mean, did you go buy that hooker for Michael for his birthday?
No, he wouldn't want none of the ones we got around here. They're pretty nasty.
Okay. Maybe we can take him back to Vegas and get him one there. you probably can find some, you know, nice one. I bet Big John can hook us up somewhere in Vegas. What do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny because I have one of the pictures in my pictures on the Facebook is they've got trucks that drive around with chicks painted on the side, and it said, chicks that want to meet you, and it's got a number you can call, and I'm like, you know, this, wow, I'm in the wrong business.
I was going to say, I better be good because I got a detective and a cop that's probably could, you know, if we're talking about hookers and everything, you guys both can get me. Louis had to step away, so Louis, if you're listening, when you do come back, just let me know. Just speak if you can hear me. He had to talk. I think he said his son was on the phone. I want to wait to talk Amazing Race. Let me do this with you, Alan. Have you been watching Survivor?
Yes.
So who do you think is going to win Survivor?
I'm really pulling for Chase. I like that dude.
I'm cheering for Holly myself. I would like to see her win.
The reason I say Chase is because he's country. He's into NASCAR. You know, how could I, being a Southern boy myself, not root for the Southern guy?
Somebody in the chat room, that girl says Rachel is available, but then she afterwards says, she says, I'm not saying she's a hooker, just in Vegas. So,
yeah, I think we've all heard about what were they called? It Scott.
Yeah,
Gates.
We're not talking about that. I've put a squash on that.
Oh, okay. We're not talking about that. You know, as far as I'm concerned, that's their business, and you know, I wish the best
no
for both of them. And
I told Rachel I would not talk about it no more. Pretty much, and I think it's over with, and I think everyone wants it to be over with. So, okay, you are back, Louie.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm gonna kill my son, but I'm back.
Don't kill. Wait. I've already mentioned hookers, and I was afraid you guys were going to get me because I have a cop and a detective on this phone. And now you just made a public saying that you're going to kill your children. I mean, child.
Not literally. But, oh my God. You know,
yeah, but,
my sons are wrong.
Wait.
What?
I was just going to say, isn't by you know saying that and being on the show, if he would die tonight. I mean, I can, you know, turn this in for evidence. I mean,
no, I'm not going to literally kill him.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Did you have something to say? You were going to say something, that's why. Hey,
no, just, you know, they... My son is just, you know, he's 19, and he's pushing my limits for now. But I'm sorry about that. So, all right, let's go.
It's all good.
What are we talking about?
We're telling off on your age now.
We're wishing Cowboy a happy birthday. And
hey, Cowboy,
happy
birthday, brother.
Yeah, and then I was asking Alan, if, you know, he tweeted he didn't know what to get him for his birthday, so I said a hooker. So, And then I said, you know, he said there's not that many good hookers in, you know, where they live. So I said, we need to go back to Vegas and find one. And speaking of Big John, he comes in the room. See, I know Big John knew who we were talking about. Big John can maybe hook us up with some hookers, I bet you.
Is that Big John from, what do you call it?
No, Big John, meaning Dan.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, wherever you see Sheila, he's riding right behind her.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Am I not right, Alan?
There's a chatter in...
No. Am I not right that he's... Isn't he right always behind Sheila?
Sometimes he's in front of her, sometimes he's beside her. But, yeah, he's got a thing for Sheila.
I knew Louie knew who he was. So, Louie, you ready to talk Amazing Race?
Yeah, I'm ready, brother. I'm ready.
I was just called an asshole by him. Sorry.
You know, Ron, tonight, you know, at the end of the Amazing Race, they showed next season's, you know, pretty much what they call it. What are they calling it? Second Chance or what they call it?
Now you have me.
You said it at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I said it correctly in the beginning of the show. And now that you're asking me, I totally am. It's not Second Chance. It's... freaking!
Whatever it's called, it's not people who came in first. Let's put it that way. But
yeah,
you know, they showed Mike and I, and they showed a lot of other teams for next season. So you know, I'm bound by contract, so I can't really talk about it. But it's just you know, it's going to be interesting. So you know,
unfinished,
let's see what happens
business
with that. But unfinished business. There you go. Unfinished business.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Lisa. But I'll tell you what, tonight's season finale was incredible. It was exciting. You know, it brought me back to our last, you know, our season finale when Mike and I got bumped out. And, you know, it makes you wish you did things differently. And, you know, Jill and Thomas fell into some problems that, like, Mike and I did, and it sucks. But I'll tell you what, tonight they started out in South Korea. That's where the last leg of the race was ran. And they flew 6,000 miles to Los Angeles, California. They had to travel to the port of Long Beach and find Pier J. So they all shoot off, and, you know, Jill and Thomas were first out the gate, Brooke and Clear, and Nat and Kat. Then that cat, and how funny was Brooke and Clear with their cheater pants on? They looked cute. I thought that was
like
cute.
Like I said, I missed the first 20 minutes, and that's
yeah,
why
they had these
were
short
those
shorts,
things.
And they had like cheetah spots on them. So
very hot.
Yeah, it was sexy. It was. I agree. But I'll tell you what, you're only as good as your taxi cab in this race. I you know, you can say it over and over again. Nat and Kat got there first, and they had to go up this giant crane in an elevator to the top. And there they had to bungee jump off. Well, Nat was a mess. Nat was a mess. You know, she's afraid of heights, but you give her credit, and she did it. She jumped off with Kat, and they swung there, and she was having a good old time as she was swinging. Right behind them was Jill and Thomas, and they just jumped right off. They had no fears. And then Brooke and Clear, and Brooke was scared. I mean, I never heard – I heard Mike and Jet when they did the bungee jump. Man, those two screamed like little girls. But Brooke really, really screamed. Like, I've never – it was like curdly, like scary scream. When she jumped off, it was incredible. But she made it. They all made it through. And so the next clue they received after coming off, they had to ride a helicopter to a surprise destination. And as they're flying in Los Angeles, they come to the Pasadena Rose Bowl. and they flew into the Rose Bowl. They were told that it was going to be, well, I don't think they were told, but they said it was going to be the most mental and physically stamina-wise needed for this particular leg of the race. They had to decorate a float, how it was supposed to be decorated, what they, you know. But physically, I don't know about physically. I don't know why they said physically. Mentally draining, yeah, maybe, because you had to do things properly, you know. But, you know, it's all the flowers. And Tom wanted to do the last one because he thought for sure it was going to be something very physical, where, in fact, Joe should have did it. But, you know, Tom broke off, and he did a good job. But Nat and Kat, again, came out number one on that one. They finished first. So then Joe and Thomas came in second, and Brooke and Claire last on that one. The next clue they had to answer, they had to figure out what these next, they gave them three clues, okay? And they had to figure out the clues, which led them to their next location. So the first clue was, I am Sancho Panza's master. The second clue was, I am the place to hear the symphony in the Glen. And then the last one is Monroe's Year of the Itch. So I'll tell you, Nat and Kat got in there, and they immediately started asking for taxis with either iPhones or something. And finally they got through to somebody that was able to be on an internet on the other end and helped them out. Jill and Thomas got on a taxi that the guy, the speech barrier, was worse than any other leg of the race for them. And then Brooke and Claire got in a taxi, and they asked to be driven right to a hotel to go use an internet, and that's what they did.
Wait, breaking news. We got to pause for a second. Breaking news.
All right, go.
The Cowboys are winning 20-14.
Yeah, baby. Woo! I got it on DVR. I'm going to watch it all later, but love it. Thank you, brother.
Sorry.
Thank you. I just looked up the screen. I'm like, yeah. All right. So, Nat and Kat were the first to figure out all the clues. So, I am Sancho Panza's master was Don Quixote. All right. And then, I am the place to hear the symphony in the Glen is a studio. And Monroe's Years and Itch is 7. So they figured it out to be Quixote Studios number 7. And they ended up going to Quixote Studios number 7. And when they got there, they had to figure out this trivia. There was 37 pictures of greeters up on the screen. All of greeters from past races and the present races. They had to figure out 11 of those greeters from their different legs of the races, starting from the first one to the last one. And when they finished, Bob Eubanks, the great Bob Eubanks, you know, TV's infamous game show host, gave them the next clue. Well, again, Nat and Kat got there first, and they finished first. And then Brooke and Claire right behind them. And they finished second. Jill and Thomas, I don't think ever recovered. You never saw them again after that for the rest of the leg of the race on TV until the very end. You're only as good as your taxi ride, and they learned the hard lesson on that one. Because they, you know, if you were betting odds in, you know, Vegas, you probably would have bet on Jill and Thomas because they were the strongest competitors throughout the whole leg, you know, throughout the whole race. But they got crushed. So the next clue was take a taxi to Greystone Mansion, and that will be the finish line of the race. Nat and Kat got in there in a taxi. Brooke and Claire got in a taxi. And, you know, you never really know how close it is. The TV made it look like extremely close. It's a taxi ride to the finish line. And, you know, they were stuck in Los Angeles traffic for a while. But Nat and Kat are from 4 continents, 30 cities, 32,000 miles. Nat and Kat are the first all-female to win the Amazing Race. $1 million, and baby.
You know what's so amazing about it? You know what was amazing about them winning? Is Brooke and Claire is the second place team. That's
yeah.
two teams of full females. And you know the best part? And I picked that. I'm so happy because they were my team in the beginning to win this thing. And I really am glad they won. And I'm glad two women won the Amazing Race. But you know what I wanted to talk about real quick was in the end, I wanted to ask you this question. All I was thinking about is when they were running, is it that big of a adrenaline when you see them running up to the you know the winning team? I was just sitting here thinking, you know, you went through it last season.
Yeah.
You know, how is that feeling of them running, you running up to the finish line? I mean,
when
to watch
Dan
them.
And Jordan came running down, we saw them first through the gate, okay? When we saw Dan and Jordan running through, me and Mike are standing up front because they do it in numerical order. You know, so we're at the very edge of the mat. And they came running in, and you get chills through your body. And it was exciting. And, I mean, Dan jumped. They never showed it. They jumped right into our arms. I mean, Dan did, actually, the straight brother. He jumped right into our arms, hugged us first, before he even ran onto the mat. You know, so, but I tell you, what they do is they get you, you know, very, very, there is almost nothing that is auditioned for this show other than the beginning of the race when they say, ready, set, go, and the end of the race when we're standing there and they want us to cheer and they make us cheer, you know, several times, you know, for somebody running through. We don't know who's coming through until we actually see it like everybody else. So...
Wow. We have a caller, and they pushed one, and then they 347, if you are wanting to talk, make sure you push one, because I'll pick you up in a second if you do want to talk. Wait, let's go ahead and pick them up. And, Alan, let me go to you first before I pick them up. What did you think about the race tonight? What do you think about Nat and Kat?
Oh, I thought it was awesome, you know, and like Louie said, you know, it all started out, you know, with the leopard print shorts and stuff they had. I mean, it was really exciting there towards the end, and you know, like Louie pretty much said everything in a nutshell, you know, when they go up to the very end, they'll show one cab, then the other, and then back to the other cab, and back to the other cab, you're not sure who's going to run in. You know, but I was pretty much convinced that Nat and Kat were going to be in first, which they did wind up coming in first. And, you know, it was cool to see the all-girls team coming to first and then an all-girls team coming second, too. So, you know, those chicks rocked it. And, you know, they made that race their bitch. So, you know, good for them and more power to them.
Okay, let me go ahead and pick up 347. They don't have to stand hold too long. And Alan, I'm just going to keep you on line with us tonight. 347, you're on the Rad Reality Show with Louie and Ron.
Louie, how you doing? It's George from Paranoia Public Relations.
Hey, George, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, man? Listen, we got to talk about Atlantic City, man. If anyone didn't know, Louie put on the fight of the night. Louis went up against Playboy Joe Fizzini, and he was absolutely phenomenal.
Good. Thank you so much, brother. I appreciate that, man. A lot of people came up to me, George, and that night and said, you guys were the fight of the night, and we really appreciate it. And I talked to Joe Finessi a couple of days later, and he goes, Louis, you know, I'm 26, you're 48. He goes, man, you hit like a train. But I said, thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. He goes, I got mad respect for you.
Yeah,
for an old man, he can fight pretty good, can't he?
Oh, let me tell you something. I hope I look like that at 48.
You're the man, George. You're the man, brother. Thank you.
All right. Yo, take it easy, Louie.
Peace it, brother.
Bye.
Man, if you guys haven't heard, you want to, you know, let's do it. You know, Louie was in that fight, you know, last Saturday night, and Louie came out on top and won his... Was that your first boxing match or your first celebrity boxing match?
Yes, it was my first celebrity boxing match. It was my first any boxing match in a ring. It was pretty cool, you know. I've always trained, you know, with mixed martial arts and boxing, and you know, but I'm primarily a power lifter. So, I mean, that was the first time I ever did something like that. So my, you know, the adrenaline rush and the pump was incredible. It was a lot of fun.
Louie, is there a video on the internet somewhere where if somebody wanted to watch it, or is there any footage that you can go and see the fight?
Right. I'm gonna be getting the link soon from Damon Feldman. He had to hold off on putting it up because of that trailer park tramp. Angelina got arrested just before the fight, and she was the main card. So he may have a lawsuit against her for screwing things up, you know, because she was the main event. She was supposed to fight Kerry Schwartz, and that never happened. So he says he got to hold off on putting up the other fights in the links, but he said he may be able to give me my link soon because I told him I have a lot of requests for it. So once I have it.
Louie.
Yes.
No, go ahead. Finish up your statement.
No, once I have the video or the link, it will be out there. It'll be on my Facebook, Louie Stravato. It'll be on my Twitter, Louie Stravato. So it'll be there. You'll see it. And it'll be on the Ron Reality Rad Show, baby. Woo!
Yeah, and I'll definitely post it to you. I'll have it on my webpage somehow, too, maybe, too. Hey, my question is, do we have more to talk about the Amazing Race, don't we?
Yes, we do, but, I mean, I don't really want to talk about it, but, yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, are you talking about the next season?
No, I mean, are we done with the finale?
Oh, yeah. I said everything there is to say about it. I mean, if anybody's got any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them. I think I hit on everything, right, Alan? I mean, I think...
You pretty much covered it. You had all your bases covered with your notes, brother. You hit the nail on the head.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, because I totally, like I said, I missed the first 20 minutes. I didn't come in until they were out of, I probably was even longer, the Pasadena. But here's my question, and so I totally missed it. I only just dropped off. I totally missed it. So I feel bad. But I'm glad you updated me because I did see what I really wanted to see, though. You know what I mean, Louie?
Yeah.
I saw the ending.
It was cool. It was cool seeing, you know, Kat and that win.
And that little game thing that they did, you know, the little, you know, I got to give kudos to Nat and Kat because they took thorough notes. So they were able to just blew through that thing fast, I think, because of that. Don't you think so?
Oh, no, absolutely. And Alan can probably concur with me on this, but me and Mike took notes. I wrote notes down every single leg of the race, every single leg. I made it key because, you know, I've been watching the race from the beginning, you know, and you need to write down notes. And if me and Mike had made it to the top three, you know, and did when we got to that leg where you had a name who came in first, who came in last on each leg and stuff, I would have crushed it right away. It would have been done, like, instantly. So it's very important to take notes throughout the race.
Am I back up, Ron?
Yeah. I picked you back up.
Okay. One thing I was going to reiterate was that, well, you know, them being doctors and, you know, obviously Louie and Mike being officers, we have to have very detailed notes. And everything we do that goes in our report and everything that the doctors do that goes in their reports, we have to, like if Louie can tell you, as much as I can. If he gets subpoenaed to court, the first thing I do is read over my case log, because, you know, you arrest so many people and you go through so many things. The only people that I really remember are the turds who really talk a lot of smack, or if it was a big bust or something like that. I've done so many DUIs, I couldn't even point everybody out in the lineup. You know, you get to where you've done so many. So what I do is I take the best notes I can and then go back and reread the whole case from front to back before I go into court. So if the defense or the prosecution asks me a question, you know, I'll know what I'm talking about. So, you know, them having notes like that, and obviously Louie and Mike probably had excellent notes as well.
You know, and the thing that I noticed, too, about the whole notes was, first of all, I wonder if they were able to read their notes, because you ever saw a doctor's handwriting? That was a joke. man, I got coughs. Though it was, give me a second, I'll be right back. You guys talk for a second.
Yeah, no, Alan, I agree with you, bro. The note-taking, I saw a pad that either Nat or Kat pulled out, and the note-taking is so important. And you're right, being a cop, you tend to take really good notes because it's very important, you know, for details in your reports and your statements, you know. I mean, I'm sure it's happened to you as well, as I'm saying myself, when you get to court, sometimes you forget to put in a detail, and you get chewed up alive on a stand. So that's why, you know, being a doctor, being a cop, is kind of an edge as far as note-taking came on this show.
You know what, guys? I think I need a dose of Nat or Kat, and if they would like to come and be my doctor, can I please? I need you guys right now. Actually, that was a question I had, and maybe you know the answer, Louie. Do you know what kind of doctors they were? Somebody said ER doctors.
I don't know. I thought cardiologists, but I could be wrong.
Really?
I don't really know.
If they're cardiologists, I need to get them on the show as soon as possible. Maybe they will take my case.
They should.
I think at the beginning they said they were trauma doctors for the ER.
Trauma, okay.
Okay,
it was in the very first episode.
If they're cardiologists, I definitely want them to. I mean, I would let them work on me. I mean, that would be perfect. A nice female, you know, pretty doctor, you know.
But every time you went in there, Ron, your heart would start beating fast and you'd get all worked up.
Hey, let me interrupt for a minute. BB Boston is asking a really great question on the blog. He or she asked, the Rose Bowl is in a remote location in Pasadena. Does the race have cabs there waiting for them? And the answer is yes. You know, there's several times throughout the race where you came out and you're like, oh, my God, how am I going to find a taxi? And you went around the corner and there's like freaking, you know, several of them lined up. You know, it would be almost impossible, you know, to have you going looking for a taxi in an area that's, you know, remote. So the answer is yes, BB.
And Cherry, I know you're on hold, and I'm getting to you in a second. I have a plan in store, and I was holding off. So give me patience. Okay, so Louie, do you watch The Apprentice?
I did not watch this season. I'm sorry.
Okay, so people in the chat room wanted to talk about it real quick. I want to bring up Cherry then real quick. Alan, did you get to watch The Apprentice this year?
No.
Okay, so Cherry, you're on hold. Ask your question first, and then you and me are going to talk Apprentice briefly, because I see that Red wants to talk about it. We might talk about it tomorrow night too, but Cherry, your question.
Hi, Louie. Congrats. I can't wait to cheer you guys on again. I'm so, so excited for this new and upcoming amazing race.
All right. Well, I hope I'm on there, Cherry. We'll see.
I pray that you are. I have a question for you regarding the amazing race. I wanted to find out what your thoughts are on the the basketball players that that are on there. What are your thoughts on having pro athletes be on The Amazing Race? Do you think they have an edge going on The Amazing Race?
Only in popularity, being recognized, is an edge, you know, if you're in the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the Harlem Globetrotters travel
worldwide.
World,
right. So if they wear their shirts and they're going up, people are going to recognize them. So it does give an edge. As far as being athletic, no. I mean, it helps, but it's not the answer.
I was just wondering what your thoughts were on that.
Let me break into this question because I wanted to talk about this a little bit myself. Because, really, the one thing I love about The Amazing Race, and I realized this when I was watching the finale tonight, you know, you could be anybody on that Amazing Race. If you can run this race, it's not about popularity like Survivor or Big Brother. It's really not about physical in a sense of, like, I mean, you had to have physical to be able to run and, you know, probably, but I mean, you could be a common person and run the race. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the overcoming of this, the race is that's what makes, I think, so popular, because there's no way to cheat in a sense of, like, you know, like these, or not cheat, but it's not a popularity contest. You know what I mean?
No, you're right.
It's made a lot of people face their fears. And I think that's an amazing thing we saw tonight when we saw her go up there and face her fear of heights and sort of overcome it for her desire to win the race. And I thought that was, you know, an amazing thing for her to do. And she did it so well. You know, she didn't stand up there and boohoo about it and cry about it. She went up there and she admitted her fears, but she faced them and she did it. You know, she jumped off that thing. And I don't know that I could have bungee jumped off that thing, you know, but she did it. It was at the end of the race and she didn't have time to really think about whether she was going to do it or not. She knew she had to do it. She went up there and she did it. And she got paid well for it. But it does make people face their fears. And some people have done it very gracefully, and other people have had to leave the race because of it. And I think it really shows people, you know, what they're made of, whether you can face those fears and overcome them or not. You really get faced hard with them when you're out there on that race.
No, I agree. And, I mean, you got to give a lot of credit to Nat and Kat. There was a lot of obstacles throughout this race that they overcame. I mean, Kat being a vegetarian, she, you know, she ate the meat.
Oh, that was amazing.
That, I mean, Nat being a diabetic, I mean, she, you know, constantly having to check her, you know, blood count. I mean, and then, you know, the very end, her fear of heights. I mean, it was incredible. They were really fun. They were a well-liked team. People liked them. I don't think anybody disliked them.
They weren't ugly,
you know,
throughout the entire race. They weren't ugly to anyone.
Yeah.
The chat room is talking about something, and I want to talk out loud about it. You answered it. So the notebook is allowed, right?
The notebook is allowed. Me and Alan just got done talking about that, how you know, how, you know, it's funny how doctors take, you have
no,
to
I
take
mean,
good notes.
It's allowed, meaning it's not in the rules that you, I mean, the rules say that you can do it?
The note, yep, you can take notes. There's no rules. There's nothing saying you can't do it, so.
Okay.
I mean, throughout the race, I wrote, you know, day to day, what do you call it, like a diary. I wrote, what you know, a blog of, you know, what happened today, you know. Hopefully someday I can, like, you know, do a little book about it or something. I don't know if it's allowed or not, but, you know, what went on, right, from every second, you know, throughout the race. It was pretty interesting.
Sharing your journal would be really enjoyed by a lot of people.
Oh my God, yeah. I don't know if I could do it legally. So I, you know, but if I can, I mean, it's done. Me and Mike both wrote a journal every single day. You know, everything, and in the journal came with notes. Like as far as like, all right, at this leg of the race, me and Mike came in first, but you know, Jordan and oh God, your big brother people.
Jeff and Jordan
came in last, but they were saved by, you know, and they got saved. You know, things like that, little things like that were in your notes, you know.
Oh, my goodness. I bet you'll treasure that journal forever.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Put it on eBay. You probably can.
No way. No way.
I could never do that.
Race collection. I did want to talk to Prentice real quick since Red is talking about it in there. And let me just say, I was happy with the winner personally. I thought she did a super job, and she was under the radar throughout the whole season. And Brooke deserves to win. I understand why. I know you were a Clint fan, and this is why I'm kind of glad you called in. But I understand why he lost. Do you, Terry?
I do understand why he lost, but I was happy with either one of them.
Yeah, me too, but
I think she was very polished and very well deserving of it, and I think Clint was very, you know, well educated and could, you know, he could have been the apprentice as well. I think those two making it to the final round, I was happy, and either way it went from there, I was good. I think both of them were amazing people, and I would have been happy either way it went from there.
Red has hit it on the spot, though. Her and her speech sealed the deal, I think, and that's
right.
True.
Early on, yeah. Though, you didn't like Brandy. You were saying that you thought Brandy was one of the weakest of the females.
No, I didn't. Brandy, I had always said, was one of the better ones.
Okay.
I was more, at least I think so. You can go back and listen to those shows, but
I'll find it.
Yeah, you can find it and you improve it around, but I don't remember ever saying nothing bad about her. Actually, she's one, and I would love to get her on the show. So I'm going to try to go and look out for her and see if I can find her. And I like to get some apprentice people on there here, especially these that are not celebrities. Louie, would you ever go on The Apprentice if you had a chance?
I would absolutely go. I'd go on Dancing with the Stars. I don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
They'd be calling
you
me Twinkle Toes Stravato.
You know what? I wish I should come up with one and produce it myself. It's Dancing with a Reality Star.
Oh, that would
you
be
funny. I think it would be a great reality show. You get 8 reality stars, 4 guys, 4 girls. And run through it. So,
a lot of people go when you should go on Dancing with the Stars, but I have my sense of popularity with people, but Dancing with the Wolves, that's funny. I have my, you know, sense of reality, but. I don't think I'm that popular where they would pick me for that. So.
Yeah, but you know, the thing is, VH1 or MTV, or I think VH1 should come up with something, or some of these low key, you know, shows, channels that has reality. That would be awesome to see 8 different reality stars from different shows. To do it, you know what I mean?
I would love to see, you know, a reality show based, you know, Dancing with the Stars. You know what I mean?
That would be fun. Oh, no, no, Bonnie, I cannot skate to save my life.
Skating with the Stars?
I am not skating with the Stars. We'll be dead with the Stars.
Laid up with the Stars, huh?
I ever got on Dancing with the Stars, guaranteed they would call me Twinkle Toes Stravato, just like Fred Flintstone from the Flintstones, when they called him Twinkle Toes Fred, remember?
Yeah.
You'd be into seeing
like
that
Barney,
cat in
though.
the trauma room.
You're more like Barney, though.
All right, Ron.
No, I'm more Fred looking. That's why.
I do fucking the Stars. Guys, people are freaking cracking themselves up on this blog, man.
I'll be stalking with it. Wait, Big John is already doing that, doesn't he?
My brother-in-law just came on, wants to know if I'll be the next president of the United States. Oh, he's killing me. I love him.
He'd do a better job than who's up there right now.
Wait. Now that's funny. Now that's funny shit.
Oh, that is funny shit, man.
Who wants to be the president?
You know what? You know what? I would vote for Louis.
I would vote for Louis. You're on your way, Louis.
if I could be the vice president.
People want free mustache rides. I charge a price for the mustache rides.
I do want to say, and I said this to Louis when we talked for the first couple minutes of the show. Something I'm probably going to add to the event coming up in February, and what it is Sunday night will probably, since I was going to do it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we might even now have it where, you know, Friday when people get in, we'll just have a, you know, just like a informal meet and greet.
Yeah.
Have Sunday night have a viewing party for the Amazing Race, because it starts on the 20th this year, the Amazing Race. So that's something, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, maybe switching up on the event. No, just to let you guys know.
Oh, that would be great,
Amazing Race,
Ryan.
Come back on the 20th. Yeah, I think so too. We can even do some cameras and have us watching it, you know, from the thing. The calendar's done, and it's going to be mailed out Tuesday, but I need, you know, I with the snow that we're getting today, I probably won't be able to get it out until Tuesday. So the calendars are done. You can go to the webpage, www.theredrealityshow.com, and they will be ready to go. Louis,
yes,
so
sir.
Survivor's going to end this week, will end next week. On Sunday, so we're going to have to talk Survivor next Sunday night. But
that's fine.
Can we push it back an hour?
What do you mean? You want to do it at 11?
Yeah,
9?
Because the show is probably not going to be over till 11.
Right. Yep. Well, you got. That's fine. Sure.
Okay. Because we'll probably want to talk Survivor, and I might even get some. We might can get a couple Survivor people that has been on the show all season to pop in. They might be even live at the finale too, and everything. So
I have a few Survivor friends that I can reach out to. So let's do it.
This is our probably going to be next Sunday. Will probably be the last show, at least for 1 week. Because Christmas is on Saturday of the next week, right?
So Christmas is on Sunday.
No, Christmas is on Saturday.
It is?
Isn't it?
Maybe
I thought
you're right.
Me and Sherry looked it up. I'm looking at the calendar right now. Yeah, Christmas is on Saturday. So
okay.
The 26th, we'll probably not do one the 26th, what I'm trying to think.
And then the following weekend's the New Year. So
yeah, but you know what? We might want to do that one if we wanted to.
Okay, that's
fine
with
me. That's like the second. So I mean, and by then we'll be in, and we might can even do it like a New Year's show.
All right, that sounds like fun.
Like a wrap up, you know, of all the stuff that's happened of the year, and but. There are some awesome shows. Hey, let's talk Survivor real quick, though. Who do you think is going to win this season?
That's a great question. You know who's been a sleeper? That with the old guy, the one with a bad knee. What's his name?
Dan.
I'll tell you what. He's slowly creeping in there. You know, you don't hear from him. You don't see him. He's kind of like... The Spanish girl who won a few years in a row.
Sandra.
Very quiet.
Uh-uh.
You know, didn't
do
much of anything.
Don't even compare him to Sandra. Sandra had a game plan. Dan has not had no game plan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I'm saying watch out for him. I really am. And then you have the that older woman she's from South Carolina. I'm bad with the names for that show. Jane. Right? Jane is a beast. Oh, my God. She's stronger than any of the guys, you know?
Yeah, but I think Holly's going to win it.
Yeah. Lisa's killing me, man. Lisa is so funny. You think Holly's going to win it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Holly's the other lady that's, you know, in the upper age.
Right, yeah. No, I'll tell you what. I wouldn't be surprised. You see her, Jane, and Dan is the final three. I wouldn't be shocked.
You know, we were talking about this on Thursday night when Jillian was in. Jillian from, you know, Gabon, Survivor Gabon, and she's doing the reality, you know, rally, you know, up there in California.
Yeah.
Which you're going to.
Yeah.
She says that Dan probably won't have, lots of people were saying this too, is Dan won't have a chance to win it. Because even though he hasn't been seen, and that's usually a sign of, you know, you might win, that he, no one's going to vote for him because, you know, he hasn't done nothing. You know what I mean? And these guys are going to vote gameplay this year. They think they'll vote gameplay over grudge. You know how in the past, like with Russell, they voted. Alan, come on, help me out here, Alan.
What he's trying to say is Russell should have won instead of that.
Oh,
what her chick name was. So
shut the fuck up.
That's what I was helping you out with.
No, but what is the words? You know, you guys always, what do you guys always say why Russell loses? Because they vote based on bias.
They vote based on emotion instead of gameplay.
Emotion. Emotion's the word. But I don't think they're doing that this year.
What about Fabio?
Fabio? I don't know. Hey, you know what? He might sneak in there, too. Who the hell knows? But you know what?
Yeah,
it is emotion at that point, though, Ron. It really is. More than game. Nobody gives a shit about game plan at that point. Everybody's like how they were treated, who treated them. It's very rare you see, that person played the game strategically. They should win it. You know, it's very rare you see it like that, I think.
But this year, I think they're going to – there was no one really backstabbed this year. No one really did anything to based on emotions. You know what I mean?
Except Bianca, and she's
dry.
Out.
Yeah, instead of Nanaka, yeah. And
somebody,
she's crazy anyway.
Somebody on Twitter brought up a good point. There was a question. Since Bianca and Kelly quit, do you think that they should be able to use their vote since they quit, or should they go to the two people before them that were voted out?
I don't think they should vote at all.
I agree, but I think because they're on the jury, they've allowed them to be on the jury, they will be able to vote. But I agree. I don't think they should be able to vote. I think it's sad that they are going to vote, but I think that's what's going to happen.
There's got to be something in the rules. They quit. They freaking quit. You know, I hope they do something where, like, they say to them, because you guys quit, you will not be allowed to vote, or you won't, I don't know. I just don't think they should be allowed. They're quitters.
Well,
I
think they might change the rules from this
to
point
quit
forward.
And take the reward at the same time.
No. I don't know. That was a bullshit move on that part.
It was. I mean, and then she said she was proud of herself for doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, that was stupid. But the thing about the votes, and I'm going to look at it with, you know, not being a, you know, I'm going to go the opposite side of the point. The thing is, as a production, and I think somebody said this, for the production way, you had to let them vote. First of all, you can't let the last two before jury vote for them because they've been probably sequestered and they haven't seen no tribal councils. You know how they come back into tribal council? So they would only see parts of, you know, they would only be able to catch up with the tribal councils, so they couldn't do that, first of all, okay? Second of all, to have less people on the jury, it would have been probably not very interesting votes. So I understand why Survivor. Plus, you don't get nothing for being on jury. It's not like they're making more money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the bottom line is that you have to pretty much. It's better for them to be on the jury and have a full jury, because their votes. Plus, they were in alliances, and their alliances shouldn't suffer because of their stupidity. Somebody also said. So I look at it that way. Now, but Louie, I understand where you're coming from. Being a reality star, quitters, you know, and it's so hard to get out one that for them to quit, they shouldn't be awarded. And they probably won't get the money either.
With only 11 days left, I mean, how ridiculous.
I'll tell you what, I spoke to Nanaka in Virginia, all right? And, you know, the show was on, obviously, at the time. And I'm like, and I saw her and what's the other kid's name? The singer. Anyways, I think he's an auto driver or something like that.
Chase.
What is it? Chase, yeah.
Chase.
They were both
Chase.
There at this fundraiser in Virginia. And I went up to Nanaka, and she seemed very nice, you know, on first glance and stuff. And she, when we were talking, I go, do you regret anything you said or did? She goes, nope, I don't regret a single thing. You know, so she's a tough one there. So, you know, she says how she feels, and that's it, bottom line. I'll tell you what, she'll be back on Survivor again some way, you know, guaranteed.
You know what, Ben, I believe I asked some people from past, you know, the past seasons, and they said no, they don't get the money. Once they quit, it's kind of like Shima. You know, Shima didn't get her money. First of all, she had to pay for the thing. But I believe I heard once you break your contract, you lose your pay. That's what we can ask somebody next time they're on. I would. You know, that's how I understood it from.
No, I don't know that, but I'm it's probably true.
I mean, I would think their contract says if you quit the game, you use. And I believe I asked this to either Ashley or Jillian last week. See, I'm not positive about that. You know.
I think it should be that way if they quit. You know, there's so many people that want to be on that show and that would do whatever it took to make it to the end. And if they quit, I think they should lose it.
A normal person Ben is talking about it in the chat room. But I think a normal person that goes to the jury, they get the pay, but these guys do not get paid because they're, even though they're on the jury, they're not getting their because they quit, but they are under contract to finish off the thing. That's, I think, their punishment, I believe.
Well, it's going to be interesting. So
I know.
Yeah,
Jeff probably mad.
We'll see how Survivor handles it, see what they do. So it'll be interesting.
I bet that from this point forward, they put a clause in the Survivor handbook that covers this clearly.
Yeah.
I think there already is one. That's what I'm saying. I believe I talked with Jillian on Thursday. We talked. It seemed like we talked about it on Thursday. And they said that or one of them said something about it. I can't remember. I've read it too, and that's a question we'll have to ask. Especially when it gets down. But okay, Louie, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No, it was a great night. I mean, thank you for all the fans and the support. I love you all. I really do. And, until next time, next Sunday we're going to be talking Survivor, and we'll see who the winner is. And, I hope you all have a good, blessed week, and rock on.
Well, I do want to say one thing before we go. I want to say thank you for everyone that tweeted me, Facebooked me, have talked to me about everyone that has called and talked to me about my heart condition and everything. As some of you guys probably maybe didn't hear, so I'll update you real quick. I will be hoping going to a cardiologist. The doctor is going to work me in, trying to work me into, it's like, I believe a university doctor or like a university hospital down in Atlanta that I have a feeling they will take me, but they if they have, like, the room and everything. So keep me in your prayers that I get put in there, be able to get down there and everything, because the pain's just getting, more tense and everything. On a good note, Lily, I did lose 15 to 20 pounds.
Oh, wow.
So,
God bless you, bro. That's awesome.
I'm losing the weight, and he was really, happy that I was losing the weight.
Yes.
So I just wanted to update everyone because I keep on getting asked these questions. How am I feeling? Guys, until it happens, I'm not going to be feeling, I don't think, no better. So, I mean, people, keep on asking me, how am I feeling? I'm like, the same as yesterday, So just to let you guys know, thank you. I really wanted to just say thank you for everyone's support and everything. And now, I hope I can get, get down there and everything. So,
we'll keep you in our prayers, Ron.
Yeah, we'll pray for you, my brother. You'll be fine, my
Brett,
brother.
I can't exercise at all.
We'll exercise our availability to pray for you.
That's right.
Red is saying exercise lightly and try to eat right. My exercising is kind of like out the women right now. I can't even walk to the, and without having my chest pouncing hard. No exercising for me.
Are you going to talk about your Tuesday show?
No, because I still have to call and get that confirmed. Come back tomorrow. Come back tomorrow, and there will be a great show with me and Michelle Costa. And Louis, thank you for calling in last week.
You're welcome.
I'm hoping to maybe get somebody from Survivor and Big Brother to call, or Survivor and Amazing Race to call in tomorrow for our show. So that's something that I would like to do. Me and Michelle was talking about it, so we're going to work on that. So come back. It's at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And maybe tomorrow night I'll be able to announce what I'm going to do Tuesday night. If you missed the Tuesday last week's show, we had Kathy and Natasha call in, and they were crazy, weren't they, Cherry?
Yes, they were. That was a great show. And then Carly.
Yeah, I was just curious to say, and then Louie, Carly called in.
Yeah.
She's a sweetheart, so definitely a great show.
She is a sweetheart.
And I think you'll have another great Tuesday show this coming Tuesday too.
And we'll have a great and great show tomorrow night. And thank you, Louie, for another great show. And Alan, thank you for sitting in. Jerry, thank you for calling in. And,
you guys have a great night.
Bye, Sherry.
Lisa.
Bye, honey.
Bye. Bye, Louie. Bye, Alan.
Go put some clothes on.
Bye.
Get off
Alan,
my cam.
Fuck on, brother. I'll throw it to you guys.
Louie, we'll holler to you later, buddy.
You guys have a great night.
Is Lisa Skyping with you, too?
Lisa wants to get to bed with me, but I don't think her husband's going to let her sneak out the door.
No, but, I mean, is she not on your webcam?
Oh, no, no, no. There was something. No, I don't have a webcam, and I hit the wrong button. She thought she... I told her I was sitting here naked. She got all excited.
Okay. Okay, talk to y'all next, or Monday night. Bye.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.